Today, you've joined hundreds of established and emerging writers who are discovering ways to reach their writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. You're listening to Ann Croker, Writing Coach. This is episode number 46. What's the big idea? Whether you start writing and discover what you want to say as the words spill out, or you outline and plot it all out in advance, either way, you probably have a big idea. In the first method, you might not be able to articulate it up front, but I'll bet some spark of a driving thought sent you to the screen or the page. As you write, that big idea becomes clearer and clearer. And if you're the latter personality as a writer, the outliner, the plotter, you probably couldn't organize your material if you didn't have that big, controlling idea. Back in high school or college, the big idea might have been called the controlling idea or the thesis. Remember the thesis? You were probably trained to express it as one sentence, a statement, not a question, that is, in fact, arguable, so that you express the big idea of your project in that one sentence and then set out to explore and support this statement with a number of stories and examples and evidence, research, that kind of thing. Now, that seems sort of academic to be talking about a thesis. And yet, when I think back to the more effective writing I've done, I can see that even the short pieces had that kind of big idea to help guide and form it. Listen to how author and writing coach Jack Hart handles his big idea. It's not quite a thesis statement. Listen to this. He says, "I always start every piece of writing I do by thinking about what is the core thing that I really want to say. And the first thing that I always write is theme, the word theme, T-H-E-M-E, colon, then try to come up with a theme statement that is a simple subject, predicate, object sentence that is my core idea." He goes on to say, "It'll probably never appear in print, so there's no angst associated with it. It's not for public consumption, but it's right there on the top of my screen to guide me all through the writing process." It's a lot easier to write if you know where you're headed, he says. In his book, A Writer's Coach, Jack provides an example of this kind of theme statement. The subject could be the myth of the perfect first line, the predicate could be obscures, and the object could be the importance of focus and organization. So it would read at the top of his screen, theme, colon, the myth of the perfect first line obscures the importance of focus and organization. He then knows exactly what he's focusing on, his controlling idea, and he can see where he's headed. And as he says, it's a lot easier to write if you know where you're headed. Next time you sit down to work on a writing project, ask yourself, what's my controlling idea? What's the theme of this piece? What's my thesis? Or simply, what's the big idea? Type your big idea at the top of the page and let that guide you, because it's a lot easier to write when you know where you're headed. I'm Ann Croker, cheering you on as a writing coach in your ear. Everywhere we may meet, at my website, on Facebook, Twitter, here on this podcast, or even in person, I'm always looking for ideas to share with you that will help you achieve your writing goals and have fun by being more curious, creative, and productive. Thank you for listening.